Isaiah 54, 4, verse 3, it says here, "For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited." Our Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this church. Thank you so much for the leadership of Brother David Reyes. Thank you so much for their love for missions. Thank you so much for their support. And I pray to God that you will continue, Lord, to bless this ministry, that they will continue, Lord, to support more missionaries around the world. And thank you so much that they will be having their missions conference this month of October. And I pray to God that you will bless that conference. Thank you so much and bless your word. Help me as I preach. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, tonight, the title that I want to share to you tonight is in verse 3 in the last praise. It says here, "Make the desolate cities to be inhabited." The desolate place is not a good place. It is a barren place. It is a lonely place. Hopeless. That's why it is not inhabited. So, you know, if we apply this in our lives, a life without Christ is likened into a desolate place. Regardless of success you might have in this life, you might have wealth or fame, but if you have no Christ in your life, you are just like in a desolate place. You know, even in a family right now, you might see those families that are successful. They have education, they have wealth, but a family without Christ is likened into a desolate place. That's why, you know, as you look around us, that's why we are so blessed to see a church that has a soul winning program. Because, you know, as we look around us, there are a lot of individuals, families that are really in a desolate life. It's because they have no Christ. And this is our mission, that we need to go to this desolate place and show them the Lord Jesus Christ, because the only hope of those families, individuals that has no Christ, that are in desolate place, their hope is only the Lord Jesus Christ. So tonight, I want to share you three things that this desolate place requires. Number one is burden. Burden will lead us to see the urgent need of those individuals and those families that has no Christ, that are living in a desolate place. You know, before I got converted, I realized that my life was also in desolate place, that has no hope, that has no direction in life. I am glad that God saved me when I was still in 20s. After I got married in 1985, I got saved in 1987. And I'm so glad. You know, the preacher mentioned that I grown up in a pagan family. My father was a pagan priest. And he told me, he told us to worship the sun, so worship the moon. And we worship so many gods, gods of the mountains, just like in the Bible, gods of the rivers, gods of trees, something like that. So we address our belief to so many gods. That's why we need to be careful. And then we also ask blessing to our dead ancestors. And the way we ask blessings is through dreams. That's why we need to be careful to our dreams. And there is a dream that is good, and there is a dream also that is bad. That's why while we are sitting with my dad, he is telling me about dreams. So if you dream that somebody gave you something, that is a good dream. So we need to, you need to tell me or go to a pagan priest that can interpret your dream. And if it is a great blessing, you need to sacrifice great things, just like hogs, a number of hogs. That's why, you know, we raise hogs for us to survive. But because of our belief, we will butcher those hogs to sacrifice. That's why we are poor and we became poorer because of that. And also, bad dreams is just like if you dream that any animal that bites you, dog, snake, something like that, our God is telling us a bad luck to us. That's why my father told me that if you dream something like that, you need to go to a running water. They require running water. And if you go to the running water, and you will pray. Our ancestors who showed me those dreams, those bad lucks, I now here in the water, and I wash my face, and wash all those bad dreams, and take it away, and I will live like this water who runs day and night. That's what my practice before. And you know, again, we are so grateful for you, Americans, for sending us missionary that has a burden. And because of that burden, my life was in a desolate place. But because you sent us missionaries that has a burden, I have now Christ in my life. So thank God for any Christians that has a burden. So let us support the program of this church. Because that burden will lead us this urgent need. You know, any time that we heard about death, the question that we are asking, to that person that God died, is he or is she received the Lord Jesus Christ as her or his personal Savior before he died? That is always our question. That's why even back in the mission field, if somebody died, we will go and preach. But that is our question. I hope that this man, before God take his life, I hope that he prayed the sinner's prayer. That is always our question if somebody died. That's why we must have a burden. And second is, the desolate place requires, let's open our Bible in book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 34. It says here in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 34, in the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. You see, the desolate place requires to be tilled. That means that it needs patience, hard work. You know, it's really hard to take one soul inside the church. Yes, you know, I've been preaching the gospel by the grace of God for 27 years. We go out in soul winning. But not all those who profess to accept the Lord Jesus Christ can come to church. So we need patience to work in them. That's why this desolate place need to be tilled. And you know, working in the life of those people that are in desolate place that have no Christ, it requires patience. That's why let us have patience to work on those souls that we are praying, to work on those friends that we are praying, because the desolate place need to be tilled, and this requires hard work. And that's the same thing to me. I remember before I got saved, I thank the Lord, that preacher that came to me. Sometimes if I heard that he is coming, I hide. And sometimes we have a schedule and I run, but he has patience. And I thank God for that patience. After a year, he got me. And I'm now become a preacher. That's why we need really patience. And then a third thing is we need a sacrifice. You know, back I heard that a missionary that came to the Philippines came there back in 1959. And I heard that there's no plane that time. That's why they took a ship, go to England, and from England to the Philippines. That's why it took them 3 months. You know, that's a great sacrifice for us. That's a great sacrifice. And you know, I have seen your lifestyle here. When you go to your house, you push something in your gate, go up. And when you wash your clothes, you just use your thumb. But in the Philippines, we use our hands. But you know, those luxury life here in America, these missionaries are willing to leave those, to sacrifice just for us to hear the gospel. And I'm glad that he did that. And you know, this is what I want you to understand, that all your sacrifice that you're doing, it will not be in vain. And all the sacrifice has always a result. You see, in verse 35, it says here, "And they shall see, and they shall say," in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 35, "And they shall see this land that was desolate is become like a garden of Eden, in its wastes, in a desolate, in turns, in ruined cities, and are become fens, in are inhabited." You see, every burden, every patience, every sacrifice, there is always a result. And we are the result standing before you. And by the grace of God, this missionary that came to our country, I am among the third generation that was trained in his ministry because of that. That's why, brethren, I encourage you, let us continue to keep on. Let us have burden. Because if we have those things, we will have always a result. Just like the cousin of my wife, he has a soul drunkard, super drunkard. And I witnessed to him and I baptized him. And I was so discouraged because it seems that there's no sign, any changes in his life. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, it says there, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." That's what the Bible says. Now, in if this man has really the Lord Jesus Christ, why is it that I cannot see the change in his life? But I only murmur in my heart. But I keep on training him, discipling him. You know, after 2 years, he fully surrendered his life, and now he is working with me in the mission field. That's why every patience, there is always a result. And you know, this life that has given to us, we take this opportunity to serve the Lord. There is a song, "Only one life, will soon it will pass. And only what's done for Christ will last." We have so many things that we are doing in this earth, but that will not count. That the thing that will count is what we have done for Christ. Thank you so much, and God bless.